This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The White House claims the Justice Department letter summarizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report is a complete exoneration of President Donald Trump. In a statement Sunday, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mueller did not find any collusion and did not find any obstruction. In fact, Mueller did not make a determination on whether Trump committed obstruction of justice in the Russia probe. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the summary.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not exonerate President Trump of obstruction of justice or find that he committed a crime. The summary of Mueller's findings provided to Congress by the Justice Department also says Mueller did not find that the Trump campaign or its associates conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, tweets the Justice Department determined not to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Look for more details on the summary on voanews.com. The United Nations says the combined death toll in southern African nations affected by Cyclone Idai has exceeded 700. More than 400 people died in Mozambique, where aid groups are struggling to assist tens of thousands of people. Sebastian Rhodes Stampa is deputy director of the UN humanitarian operation.
There's no government in this region, there's no government in the world who can respond alone in these types of circumstances. And so we've come in support of the government, and I'm working for the minister, and we're fully integrated into the government response.
Thousands of families swept apart by the storm are now seeking to reunite. Thousands of people in Auckland and Christchurch attended vigils Sunday to protest racism and to remember the 50 Muslims who were killed in two mosques last week by a white nationalist. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced on Sunday a national remembrance service will be held on March 29th to honor those victims of the terror attack. This is VOA News. A military-backed party has taken the lead Sunday in Thailand's first election since a 2014 coup. Preliminary results suggest junta leader and Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha could stay in power. According to the country's election commission, with 92% of votes counted, the Palang Pachirat party was first with 7.5 million votes, but that falls short of the numbers required for an outright majority in parliament. Rescue helicopters airlifted 479 people from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. The ship regained engine power Sunday afternoon and was escorted to the nearby port of Molde. 20 people were injured as the Viking Sky tossed in winds and rough seas. Passenger Alexis Shepherd of California says she's never experienced anything close to this.
I'm a yachtswoman. I've spent a lot of time on yachts, and this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. So, yes, it was absolutely horrible.
The crew issued a mayday call Saturday as the engines failed, with the ship within 100 meters of striking underwater rocks. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group on Sunday and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes one day after declaring military victory and the end of the extremist self-styled caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition said the clearing operations will continue until that area is secure. British Chancellor Philip Hammond warned on Sunday if Prime Minister Theresa May were to be ousted, it would hinder efforts in leaving the European Union with a deal. He said this is not the time to change leadership in response to rumors that Conservatives are urging her to step down.
To be talking about changing the players on the board, frankly, is self-indulgent at this time. We have to decide how we want to proceed.
Last week, May asked the leaders of the 27 remaining EU nations for a postponement in which they agreed to extend Brexit until at least April 12th. May will need to table secondary legislation to remove the existing March 29th deadline. Thousands of teachers flooded the streets of the Moroccan capital Sunday to demand better conditions after a nighttime protest left dozens wounded. Teachers on temporary contracts have been on strike since March 3rd, demanding permanent employment arrangements that would improve their rights and benefits, especially over retirement. Recapping our top story now, Attorney General William Barr released a summary Sunday saying Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation found no evidence President Donald Trump, his campaign, or associates conspired or coordinated with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. But Barr said the report does not exonerate the president either. Look for updates on VOANews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.